Thanks for tuning in to the topic of the month. In June, we're going to be talking about detox, its meanings, some myths, and methods. Now, detoxing is not a new idea. Since the dawn of recorded history, humans have been contemplating what it means to be contaminated and devising ways of once again becoming clean. Our current culture is no different. What we consider to be potentially poisonous may have changed, but many of the remedies remain the same. What has evolved, though, is our understanding of how our bodies work and what's needed to keep them functioning well. It turns out that you can think about detox in three different ways. One is medical detoxification. The goal of medical detoxification is to manage intoxication by and withdrawal from drugs and alcohol. In this process, medical staff in a clinical setting use interventions that remove toxins from someone's body. If they're acutely intoxicated, if they're dependent on substances of abuse, or if they've ingested poison. This type of detoxing helps to minimize the physical harm that these dangerous substances can cause. Another way of thinking about detox is internal detoxification. Our bodies have their own detoxification systems built right in. Our kidneys, liver, intestines, and lungs do an amazing job at detoxing our bodies every day. Kidneys. These are two fist-sized organs that are made up of 1 million individual filtering units. Blood continuously circulates through the kidneys. About 150 quarts of blood are filtered every day. After being filtered, needed substances like minerals, nutrients, and water are returned back to your body, and unneeded or toxic materials like excess water, acid, other wastes are turned into urine and sent to the bladder. Your liver. We talked in depth about the liver in last month's topic of the month, so you may want to check that one out to learn some more. Your liver has over 500 essential jobs, and some of the most important have to do with detoxification. Like the kidneys, the liver functions as a filter, removing toxins such as drugs, alcohol, and caffeine, and the waste products that your cells normally produce. After your liver has filtered out and broken down these harmful substances, the byproducts are either routed to the intestines and leave the body in the stool, or get sent to the kidneys to be excreted in the urine. A third component of internal detoxification is your large intestine, your colon. The colon's primary job is to transport food particles through the body and then expel the indigestible parts. But it also plays a role in detoxing by clearing bilirubin, which is the waste from the breakdown of old or abnormal red blood cells. And lastly, what about the lungs? With each breath we take, we're bringing in the oxygen that our cells need to survive and clearing our bodies of gaseous wastes, primarily carbon dioxide. If we didn't get rid of the carbon dioxide, it would take up the carrying capacity of our blood. Then our blood wouldn't be able to get the oxygen to our cells. Every exhale is a detox. The last kind of detoxification I want to talk about is probably what we most commonly think of when we think of the word detox. It's wellness detoxification. You'll find this buzzword discussed on social media and blog posts, in lifestyle magazines, and in advertisements that are designed to look like any of those three. Why is this idea so attention-grabbing? It comes back to the idea of contamination and cleansing. People have legitimate concerns about pollution in the environment, then polluting their bodies. And they often see detoxing as a way to cleanse and protect themselves. These regimes, therapies, and diets often not only claim to remove toxins from our bodies, but also to help people maintain or regain health or lose weight. They can include things like fasting or drinking only juices, limiting food intake to a few items or a few food groups, taking dietary or herbal supplements, cleaning the colon with enemas, laxatives, or irrigation, or using a sauna. These programs can be especially dangerous for people with medical conditions or who take certain medications. There are plenty of detox myths floating around. We've flipped them to discover the detox truths. 1. Sweating doesn't remove toxins. Whether you're exercising or in a sauna, it sure seems like working up a sweat should get rid of harmful substances. But sweat is made up of almost entirely water, with a tiny bit of salt. Sweating is your body's way of cooling itself, not cleansing itself. However, if that sweat comes from exercise, that's doing your liver a real favor, because exercise helps your liver to do its detoxing work. 2, you can't remove toxins through your skin. Some products do claim to be able to pull toxins out through the pores in your skin. In actuality, your skin is designed to protect you by keeping toxins from getting in. It doesn't let toxins out. 3, detoxing doesn't rid your intestines of accumulated rotten fecal matter. That's not how your intestines work. Fecal matter doesn't stick to the intestinal wall. If it compacts, it does so in masses on the inside of the colon. Colon cleansing can lead to dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, impaired bowel function, and disruption of your intestinal microbiome. 4, drinking large amounts of water doesn't flush dangerous substances out of your body. There's no medical benefit to overhydration. In fact, it can be dangerous. 5, your organs and your body as a whole don't need your help to detox. Many products or regimes promise to help detox specific organs or purify and balance your whole body. Your kidneys, liver, intestines, and lungs can't be cleansed individually. And they do a great job without any additional herbal juice or other help. And lastly, special diets or foods can't help you to detox, and detoxing won't help you to lose weight. While fasting, juice cleanses, and laxative teas can cause weight loss, it's not in a healthy or long-term way. These diets are often dangerously low-calorie and/or nutritionally imbalanced. Dehydration and starvation are not routes to better health. Here are some tips to help you tell at a glance whether a detox or cleansing diet should be avoided. Danger signs include things like promises of rapid weight loss. Losing weight quickly indicates loss of muscle, bone, and water. It doesn't signal detoxification, cleansing, or health improvement. Another danger sign is when there's drastic limits on most foods, requiring excessive amounts of certain foods, or eliminating specific foods or groups of foods. These are all red flags. Over-restricting or over-consuming foods or food groups can lead to dietary imbalances. And inflexible menus make life harder than it needs to be. Another diet danger sign? Requiring specific food combinations or timings of eating. There's no wrong timing or combination of foods that will cause them to turn to fat or produce toxins in your intestines. Another diet danger sign is the ignoring of physical activity. Moving your body is essential for good health, and any diet that ignores that key element can't be balanced. So, what's the safest method for detoxing? Well, it's to let your amazing body do what it does best. You don't have to add anything extra to the process. But you can, however, support that process by, number one, lightening the filtering load for your liver, kidneys, and lungs. Minimize or eliminate the amount of commercial tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs that they have to handle. Number two, eat plenty of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, and lean protein. It's the very same diet that's good for your heart and your brain and your muscles and every other part of you. Number three, get active. Movement helps all your organs to work better, and this includes your detox organs. Number four, stay hydrated, but don't drink until you slosh. If you pee every 2 to 3 hours and your urine is pale or clear, you're good to go. If you have questions about cleanses or detox programs, ask your doctor for more information. The providers here at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic are available to help you figure these things out. If you'd like to read the written version of the topic of the month, all you have to do is go to our website and visit the topic of the month page. There you'll find this issue and all the other issues. We have over 60 of them now. Once you dive into the written part, you can have access to links to all of the resources that I used in writing this. So if you want to learn more or see where I got my information, you can do that with one click. I thank you for your time, and I hope you've learned something and enjoyed listening. And I look forward to next month. Take care.